A U.S. Senate panel today moved to require labeling for genetically modified salmon if it's approved for sale in this country. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the labeling mandate is now part of an agriculture appropriations bill pending in the Senate.
Senator Lisa Murkowski told the Appropriations Committee she hopes the FDA never allows genetically modified salmon to reach supermarket shelves.
But we haven't been able to get the FDA to slow down off their track of approval.
So Murkowski says they should at least require the product to carry labels.
That they put on the package of fish that says this is a genetically engineered salmon.
But mandatory labeling repels senators from farm states who fear it'll lead to labeling of GM crops. Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska defended genetically modified food at the hearing, saying it can help sustain the world's ever-growing population. Johanns says labeling would be a compliance nightmare, with consumers footing the bill.
There's a cost to that for no basis in science.
The company that wants to produce the Aqua Advantage salmon says its farmed fish would be just like conventional Atlantic salmon. Senator Mark Begich, who co-sponsored Murkowski's labeling amendment, says the company should just be upfront with consumers.
If their fish product is so good, then tell us what it is. That's all we're asking.
Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Barbara Mikulski called for the vote.
In favor of the Murkowski Begich amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no.
No.
The ayes do have it. The
Alaska's delegation to Congress has fought to require labeling in years past, only to see it stripped out of the final legislation. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.